Hi, my name is Anthony Thomas, and I want to thank you for coming to my podcast. I was telling people earlier today about some of the things going on. You might want to go check that one out, too. And then one of my recommendations to the men in hard times that have little money, if you have a baby of, milk, drinking age and pamper stages, I suggest you go out and invest right now before the rush get on it. Because if you don't, you're going to have problems. Your wife probably kill you. But we've been looking into the current events, that's what we'll call them, and we noticed that there was another ship in the water off Oakland, and they're not letting them come inland to dock, just like the ship in San Francisco. Apparently, last I heard, they're still out there, 22, 23, I think, people tested positive, and they left everybody aboard the ship. They wouldn't let them come to shore. I think the latest is they're still not letting them come to shore and they need to take more tests. But I guess the concentration came with this next ship that came. It's off Oakland, like I said, and we haven't heard too much. I think it said 15 or something like that. But it's a much larger ship. You have to check the numbers. Oh, I can't get that straight. I just can't see how they have a small ship, then a medium ship, then a big ship. Well, this one's supposed to be larger than the last one. But I digress. There is a story about one of the Chinese hospitals collapsed and some patients got injured in that collapse. I didn't see much what the damage was. I just caught the story right quick, but we have to take our time doing things, and so do they, apparently. We got to get some building inspectors going and stuff like that. Just can't be in a hurry to make up some foo-foo. And they're just going to stand there, you know. You have to build your house on foundation, not in the sand. In other words, I'm really sorry to hear that. I heard they're making some progress. They were able to slow the infection rate. That's good. And that comes from being able to keep the people away from one another and stay home and, you know, voluntarily isolate themselves by being asked to, you know. But they do have some mandatories in Italy, I believe. Yes, Italy, where it could be some 3 years in jail. I heard right now, if you don't do what they say in China, with this staying indoors, you could get 7 years in jail. So it seems like they're taking it serious on all levels. When that stage gets here, I'm not sure how we're gonna act, but I'm trying to get more space so I can be able to take care of myself and not have to worry, because I don't have family, kids, and stuff like that. Everything will be smaller for me. And I'm hoping that could take place soon, because this area, I was supposed to see some doctors, but they're going to get inundated with real important stuff. Okay, once again, I want to thank you for coming to my podcast. This a little something that's going on right now. I have a new number. I posted it on Facebook. Check it out right away. If it doesn't work, you know what to do. Have a good day and a nice evening, and do what they say about hygiene and washing your hands.